The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. You know, I rarely miss living in New York because I really love the weather here in LA. But I did see today that Melissa McCarthy was driving around dressed as Sean Spicer on the streets of New York for her SNL appearance tomorrow. And then I suddenly felt like, oh, I wish I like came out of the subway and was just walking and just saw Melissa McCarthy as Sean Spicer. That would have made my day. I get to, you know, see it on video. Okay, so so one thing that's changed for me since I moved to California is I now live in a state where medical marijuana is completely legal. And something that I haven't talked publicly about is I decided to take some advantage of that, meaning that after I established my residency here, I got my medical marijuana card, which entitles you to get medical marijuana at dispensaries. And I started using marijuana again after a 25-year break. So basically, the last time I smoked pot was in high school, and I'm 46 now. I just turned 46. And it's an entirely different experience than it was back then. And there's one person in our sex positive community who's literally the expert on this. And so today's show is going to be devoted not just to my medical marijuana use, but I'm totally not high, people. It's going to be devoted to talking about sexuality and cannabis. Let me tell you, she's been on the show before, but she hasn't talked about this. Ashley Manta is a professional sex educator, writer, coach, and facilitator, and a leading expert on the relationship between cannabis and sexuality. Ashley helps people navigate these sometimes taboo topics to make sure they are interacting, loving, and feeling their best in and out of the bedroom. She has spoken at events and taught workshops at venues across the country and recently moderated a South by Southwest panel on the surprising health and sex benefits of cannabis. She is a regular contributor to Leafly.com and Dope magazine. Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, Ashley.
Thank you so much for having me, Tristan. I'm so happy to be here.
So this is really exciting, and I have so many questions about this, and I feel like listeners probably do too. I want to start by saying, how did you get into cannabis?
I actually didn't use cannabis on purpose for the first time until I was 23 years old and in grad school studying for my master's degree in philosophy, because of course. And I was living in Pennsylvania at the time, and in Pennsylvania, the cannabis availability is basically weed and no weed. There, much like most of the East Coast, there are not strains, there are not products. You don't walk into a dispensary and find all sorts of things on the wall.
Right.
So when I moved to California, that was when I really got to experience medical cannabis for the first time and found it incredibly beneficial and therapeutic, and was introduced to a company called Foria, which makes a THC-infused coconut oil sex spray, mostly for vulvas. And I was like, oh my gosh, there's a company that is intentionally combining sex and cannabis. And there really aren't any sex educators talking about this. Maybe I should make this my thing. And so I did.
Okay, so tell me about what Foria is. You said spray for vulvas. So you need to like elaborate on that.
Yes, absolutely. So Foria is it's a coconut oil base, and they add THC oil to it. Those are the only two ingredients, which is one thing I love. Oil base, of course, means it's not compatible with latex condoms, so you do have to watch out for that. But you apply it to the vulva, inner labia, clit, vaginal opening, about 25 minutes before sexy fun times begin. You let it marinate. This is important. It's not a lube per se. It's more like a pre-lube. And what the THC does is it gets into your nerves, and it's a vasodilator, so it brings more blood flow to the area. It stimulates the nerves in a way that increases pleasurable sensation and decreases discomfort. So if you have pain with penetration, like so many people do who have experienced trauma, myself included, I have vaginismus. And that was very much alleviated by using the Foria spray before sex. It also allowed me to be multi-orgasmic in a way that I never have been before.
Wow. That's kind of high praise.
It is. I'm a fan.
Okay, so as someone who returned to the world of cannabis when the world has changed dramatically, what I want to say is I'm completely overwhelmed. When you go into one of these dispensaries, it's like it's like going to Target, but every single thing on the shelf is a cannabis product.
Yes.
And it's not as big as Target, but it feels really overwhelming. So I want to break down some kind of 101 of marijuana for people, because I'm still confused about like which ones put me to sleep and which ones don't put me to sleep. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like which strains. So first, let's start with that, because there's really two particular kind of categories, and then there's a hybrid of those two.
Correct. And it's totally understandable to feel overwhelmed when you go into a dispensary. They are often have more of a selection of cannabis than you can ever have imagined up to that point in your life. And a lot of times, especially if you have sexuality questions and issues, the bud tenders may not be well-versed, so you feel like you're floundering a little bit. But to start with the basics, cannabis has two main varieties in terms of the plant. There is cannabis indica and cannabis sativa. And indica tends to be associated with more sedative, relaxing, full body effects. The plant itself, the leaves are short and bushy, and it's really great for like insomnia, pain, muscle spasms. You tend to associate that with a heavier feeling. Sativa, on the other hand, the leaves are sort of tall and thin. The effects tend to be more uplifting and creative and cerebral. It's great for things like depression, fatigue, different kinds of mood elevation. However, because of the hybridization of strains and the fact that we've been mixing different phenotypes together, there's a scope of what you would consider a phenotypic expression. So if you have an indica, like a blueberry, and a sativa, like a haze, put those together and you get Blue Dream. But the way that it will express could be anywhere on the sativa to indica spectrum. So you want to talk to a grower and check out lab results and check out the cannabinoids, THC, tetrahydrocannabidiol, Delta 9 THC specifically is the thing that most people associate with cannabis. It's the thing that gets you high.
Okay.
CBD, cannabidiol, is another very important cannabinoid that's been getting a lot more attention in recent years. It does not actually have psychoactive effects. You can use CBD products, which can also be derived from hemp, for pain, for anxiety, and you don't have any of those high feelings. And so when you go into a dispensary, a good dispensary will have lab results available that will show that the flower that you're buying or the product that you're buying doesn't have pesticides in it, that has a breakdown of the percentage of THC, the percentage of CBD, and if they're really good, it'll also have a listing of things called terpenes. And terpenes are kind of the new kid on the block in the cannabis conversation. They are the things in plants that actually make them smell. things that smell like citrus or berry or mint or pine. Those are the terpenes are the things that make them smell that way. And what research has shown is that terpenes and cannabinoids actually work synergistically together to produce specific effects. And so, you know, we can dive way deep into that, but there's a lot, which is why I try to do these classes, because there's so much to learn and like you don't even know where to begin oftentimes.
Yeah. And it's true that it depends dispensary to dispensary, like how knowledgeable people are, because I've also experienced places where if I said, do you have lab results, that would be funny.
Yeah.
This particular kind of sketchy one by my house. Okay. So not all of them can provide that, right? Or can provide sort of this breadth of knowledge.
Not all of them can, although I believe that we are very much moving in that direction, especially with recreational happening as of 2018.
Right. So we voted in recreational use, essentially what they have in Colorado.
Yes.
So we're going to transition from medical use, where you actually have to see a doctor and get a recommendation and then have this paperwork and have it renewed and stuff like that. You're going to soon be able to just walk into a dispensary. What do you think is going to be the major change there? Is that good for the market?
Well, the nice thing is the medical program is not going away. 215, which is the law that made medical legal in California, is staying. Prop 64 is the new one, there's the recreational, so they're adding on to it. So you'll still be able to get a medical card and access medical pricing, because there will be a price difference, much like in Colorado. There's going to be a 15% surcharge for recreational in California. There will be other kinds of like add-ons that you don't have to pay as many of if you're a medical patient. Mm-hmm. But what it's going to do is it's really going to increase access, which is so valuable. And I suspect it's going to go kind of the way of craft beers. People are going to become more savvy, become more familiar. And as that happens, as sort of critical mass is reached in collective consciousness, people are going to want higher and higher standards, the way that we see in the sex toy industry, that, you know, there are going to be your average consumers who don't know, you know, what they're getting and aren't particular about test results and things like that. And you're going to have a pretty significant swatch of consumers who are interested in good materials and high quality products and more sophisticated packaging and things like that. Mm. So you're going to see a mix.
Hmm. That's a really interesting parallel, because I think once sex shops began to be destigmatized, mm-hmm. is when we started to see the quality go up, and also a consumer expectation of quality.
Exactly.
And so you're drawing that nice parallel that when weed use is destigmatized by making it legal, we're going to see those same kinds of shifts, which is really interesting. Okay, we got to take our first commercial break. I don't know how that happened, but it did. Stay tuned, everyone. Listen to these commercials from our great sponsors, including The Pleasure Chest and B-Vibe, both of whom are incredible companies that support this program and make it possible. And when we come back, lots more questions. And of course, we'll talk about sex with Ashley Manta. So stay with us.
Enjoy luxurious sex toy shopping from the comfort of home with the newly launched PleasureChest.com. This redesigned site brings the Pleasure Chest experience directly to you, with specially curated pages for every fantasy and fetish, along with top toy picks from your favorite sex educators, myself included. Check out upcoming workshops and events, as well as their signature Pleasure Ed content, because sex never goes out of style. Don't forget to use the coupon code Tristan at checkout for a free gift with every purchase. B-Vibe is a premium collection of anal sex toys. Their products feature different sizes to accommodate users of all shapes, sizes, and experience levels. B-Vibe's high-end designs are couples-friendly, body-safe, and offer innovation aimed to create an exceptional user experience. You know I've got really high standards when it comes to anal toys, and I am in love with these. Plus, they stand behind each item with an easy-to-understand, hassle-free warranty. Dubbed as the Apple of anal, learn how B-Vibe and its premium anal plugs are engaging couples to discover the amazing pleasures of anal play. Visit bvibe.com and use coupon code Tristan to receive 20% off your purchase.
Are you LGBTQIA, genderqueer or gender variant, a sex worker, an activist, a polyamorous person? Well, the Open List features therapists, sexuality and relationship coaches, traditional and alternative healthcare providers, mediators, lawyers, and more who are poly-aware, kink competent, sex positive, queer affirming, and anti-oppression. They work with clients with alternative sexualities and relationship structures, including open relationships, polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, swinging, BDSM, and kink. They serve the unique needs of folks who think and live outside the box. To search for a professional in your area, go to the open list at openingup.net. If you're a professional who'd like to be listed, use the coupon code OPENTRIAL for a free 1-year trial.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I'm talking today with Ashley Manta, canisexual herself, which is a trademark term. And we're talking all about cannabis and sexuality. And I promise I am going to get to the sex, but I want to address a few things that you brought up in the last segment. And then I promise sex people. Okay, I wanted to talk about CBD because this is one of the things that interests me because I have chronic pain. So my understanding of CBD is CBD doesn't get you high. You have all the properties of like pain relief and relaxation, but it doesn't get you high. But you need some level of THC with the CBD in order for the CBD to work. Is that right?
You don't need it, strictly speaking, but it's better that way. The research has shown that what they call the entourage effect, where multiple cannabinoids work well and synergistically with one another, having CBD working with THC is good, even if it's 20 parts CBD to one part THC. And you'll see those kinds of ratios anywhere from 1 to 1, 5 to 2, all the way up to, I've seen 20 to 1. And at that point, like, not only does CBD not get you high, it also counteracts the effects of THC in the psychoactive realm. So taking CBD, let's say if you're feeling like you're too high, is a good way to help like bring you back down to a more manageable level.
And what are the benefits of CBD, of smoking it versus vaping it versus using a topical?
So the ingestion methods vary based on how quickly you want it to work. Edibles are not going to be as quick in terms of onset as inhaling. And topicals are fantastic, but they're not going to last as long. So it's all about kind of finding the right thing for your particular situation and what you need. There are also, we're doing a lot more with tinctures now, where it's usually in some kind of oil or alcohol solution that you put drops under your tongue, and that mm-hmm. absorbs really quickly, which is great. So it's kind of like, if you don't want to inhale, because a lot of people, you know, don't like the experience of smoking or vaping. So tinctures are a great option for that.
And are tinctures also in very small doses, I would imagine? Like, you can control it?
Yes. They usually come in little eyedroppers. So you just put, you know, 2 to 4 drops under your tongue and you can modulate your dosage really effectively.
And so when you're trying out different kinds of cannabis, I assume that at some point, because you're also a sex educator and you're sex positive, you started to see, hey, there are certain kinds that give me a different headspace or make my body feel a certain way during sex. So how do you, like, are there strains, are there things that are known for, like, this makes you horny, this makes you orgasmic, this drives your sex drive up? Like, what are the different possibilities?
That's such a good question. And the answer is not as exciting as more clickbaity articles would have you believe. I've seen one circulating, this cannabis strain was designed to make women orgasm. And I'm just like, I read it and I just, my eyes close and my head hits my hand. And I'm like, really? Because it doesn't quite work that way. First of all, everyone is different. So a strain that works really great for me to get me in the headspace for, like, hot, passionate, energetic, frenzied, lustful sex might send you into, like, an anxiety nightmare. Mm. And a strain that you might use for, like, sensual, loving, like, lovemaky kind of sex might just put me to sleep. So it's really important for people to get small amounts of new strains if they want to, let's say, try to find strains that are going to be good for them for sex. Use a little bit, masturbate, and see how it works with your body. And notice, you know, I felt my skin flush. I felt I could discern more sensations. I felt a lot of tactile. I was craving tactile stimulation. I had a lot of visuals. I was in my head. I was in my body. Like, whatever it is that kind of comes up for you. And write those things down. I'm actually in the process of designing, like, a journal entry for people to be able to record their experiences. And then that'll help you kind of amass a body of knowledge of, like, okay, so I know that for me, sour diesel makes me super anxious. I can't use sour diesel for sex. It's a really cerebral, buzzy sativa, and it just spikes my anxiety. But something that's a little bit more of a chill sativa, like a Jack Herrera or a Jack that's mixed with something else, like Jack White, which is Jack Herrera and White Widow, that works beautifully for me, and I feel in my body, and touch feels really wonderful, and I find that my orgasms come more readily and things like that.
That all sounds really good, but you're saying that's like what works for you, but it could send someone in a totally different direction.
Exactly. So it's really important to experiment and really do it on your own, because if you're experimenting with a new strain with a partner, you can't really isolate the variables. Like, is it the partner? Is it that you were just having an off night? Is it the strain? What's going on? So doing it solo, especially since it is International Masturbation Month, this is a great time to work that in.
And do you, like, so there's not even a category that you say is better for sex, like indica versus sativa versus hybrid?
Nope, it's going to be different for everybody.
Wow.
I certainly find that less THC is actually a little bit better for sex. So even like a 1-to-1 THC to CBD strain, especially if anyone is remotely prone to anxiety or staying in their head, too much THC can make you anxious. So CBD is so good at, like, getting you out of your head, calming you down. Like, I don't take Xanax anymore. When I'm stressed, I do CBD. And
wow,
that helps a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, because I would think that some of, you know, certainly some of what prevents us from experiencing pleasure can be about mood, right? Can be entirely about, like you said, you're too in your head, or you can't get into your body. You want to get back into your body and sort of out of your head.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like all the sort of Western medicine versions of that are all really sedating, basically.
Yes.
Right. So they're all barbiturates. They're all, yeah. Okay. And so aren't you teaching something? You're teaching a couple things coming up because this is like what you do now.
This is what you do.
So tell me about the infusion event, and tell me about the other event that I think is in multiple parts, right?
Yes. So I'm going to an event this weekend in Malibu. It's called An Elevated Experience for the Senses. And it's going to be, each of the five senses will be isolated in a different way. So there will be painting, there will be a blindfolded meal, there will be different things to smell, there will be visuals. There's going to be all sorts of different ways that you can enhance your senses and experience your senses differently with cannabis. And it's they actually sold out 2 days ago, which I'm so excited about. And there's going to be a lot of really fantastic folks from the cannabis industry there. Molly Peckler, who's the cannabis-friendly dating coach and matchmaker. Andrew Muir, who's runs Top Shelf Bud Tending, just like kind of a who's who of the cannabis industry. So I'm really excited about that to attend. And then I'm teaching my first ever class where people can actually get high while I'm teaching at Charlo Green's 420 Friendly Workspace in LA. I'm teaching a class on Tuesday the 16th called Light My Fire, How Cannabis Can Enhance Pleasure. And it's actually sponsored by Fun Factory and Good Vibes. So Fun Factory is going to be providing toys for me to give away. Good Vibes is providing lube. We have a couple of cannabis sponsors who have also donated products for attendees to try out. And I'm so excited to see what it's like to teach people who are consuming as I'm teaching them.
Wow, that is going to be really interesting. And so you're going to go over a lot of this stuff in a class like this, and people can ask questions, et cetera.
Absolutely.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, let's take another break before I get to my next round of questions. I want to remind everyone that the Pleasure Chest, which is my sponsor, has free classes at many of their locations throughout the country. All the classes are from 8 to 10 p.m. They're all free and first come, first serve with seating. I want to tell you what's coming up. In Chicago, May 17th, Ultimate O, Self-Loving Edition. Now remember, like Ashley said, May is Masturbation Month. And so there's a lot of focus on masturbation. In LA, May 17th, Mutual Masturbation. Give yourself a hand with Elle Chase, who's an amazing presenter. And in New York City, May 17th, Ultimate O, Expanding Your Orgasm Through Solo Play with Greer. So go to thepleasurechest.com and check out the entire schedule, information about the locations. And also while you're there, you can check out my curated educator page where I recommend all my favorite toys at Pleasure Chest and tell you why I love them. Okay, let's take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about edibles.
Yes.
And I want to talk about microdosing. There's so many more things to talk about, people. So stay with us. More with Ashley after the break.
Enjoy luxurious sex toy shopping from the comfort of home with the newly launched PleasureChest.com. This redesigned site brings the Pleasure Chest experience directly to you with specially curated pages for every fantasy and fetish, along with top toy picks from your favorite sex educators, myself included. Check out upcoming workshops and events, as well as their signature Pleasure Ed content, because sex never goes out of style. Don't forget to use the coupon code Tristan at checkout for a free gift with every purchase. B-Vibe is a premium collection of anal sex toys. Their products feature different sizes to accommodate users of all shapes, sizes, and experience levels. B-Vibe's high-end designs are couples-friendly, body-safe, and offer innovation aimed to create an exceptional user experience. You know I've got really high standards when it comes to anal toys, and I am in love with these. Plus, they stand behind each item with an easy-to-understand, hassle-free warranty. Dubbed as the Apple of anal, learn how B-Vibe and its premium anal plugs are engaging couples to discover the amazing pleasures of anal play. Visit bvibe.com and use coupon code Tristan to receive 20% off your purchase. Are you LGBTQIA? Genderqueer or gender variant, a sex worker, an activist, a polyamorous person? Well, the open list features therapists, sexuality and relationship coaches, traditional and alternative healthcare providers, mediators, lawyers, and more who are poly-aware, kink competent, sex positive, queer affirming, and anti-oppression. They work with clients with alternative sexualities and relationship structures, including open relationships, polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, swinging, BDSM, and kink. They serve the unique needs of folks who think and live outside the box. To search for a professional in your area, go to the open list at openingup.net. If you're a professional who'd like to be listed, use the coupon code OPENTRIAL for a free 1-year trial.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I'm talking today with Ashley Manta, who is a canisexual. I'll let her define that because she coined that term. And we're talking all about cannabis and sexuality. So, Ashley, you have coined this term and really made it your brand of canisexual. Do you want to tell us just a little bit about that, what canisexual means to you?
Absolutely. Canisexual is anyone who mindfully and deliberately combines sex and cannabis to deepen intimacy and enhance pleasure, whether solo or partnered.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's everything we've been talking about today.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's talk about edibles. Here's my edible story, Ashley.
Yes.
I thought that the first time that I did edibles, it just the dosing was just really weird. And so I was like, I think that that time was a fluke. And then I recently did it again and it all went down in the same exact way. So here's what happens when I take edibles is someone says, hey, this is kind of the normal dose. And I take 1/10 of that. Okay, so let's start there. They say, this is the normal dose. Like, it's one square. And then I like, it's like if someone gave me a gummy bear, I would eat the nose.
Yes.
Okay, you ready? You got that. Okay.
I gotcha.
So when it finally takes effect, I go insane like I'm tripping on acid. I've only ever tripped on acid once, but I can tell you that I get really in my head. I get really excited, then really happy, then really sad, and it sort of cycles through all that way. I get insanely paranoid. And then it lasts for like anywhere from like 8 to 12 hours. I'm not kidding you. It's like a bad trip, and I hallucinate. I actually hallucinate. Have you heard of anyone doing edibles and this has happened to them?
Yes, I absolutely have. In fact, almost everyone's first time edible story is eerily similar to your experience.
Okay, so what am I doing wrong?
Well, the first question I would have is the edible that someone is giving you and says, this is a normal dose. What is a normal dose, like milligrams wise? Do they tell you or
no,
they're just like...
No, they really tell me because I'm not... Yeah. So, okay, so tell me some numbers.
Okay, so numbers wise, if you are a beginner, which I would say you are, especially someone with low tolerance, which I assume most beginners have, I would start them out with 2.5 milligrams of THC.
Okay.
And preferably an equal amount of CBD, just to kind of make sure.
Ah, and an equal amount of CBD.
Yeah. So like a 1-to-1 low dose edible, like super low dose, 2.5, maybe 5 milligrams, but I would start with 2.5 and not go higher than that. And like, I've seen people say, oh, 10 milligrams is a starter dose. No, 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 no. Like, 10 milligrams can send you into next Tuesday if you're a newbie. And then there are people who could take 100 milligram edible and barely feel it. Like, as you use it more, your tolerance builds, of course. And my tolerance is certainly to the point now that I remember the days I used to get really, really high. And I'm like, oh, those were fun. Now I stay high for like 20 minutes and I'm done.
Okay, so I need to worry about the dosing.
Dosing is super important.
Okay. And then there's this new movement within the cannabis industry for microdosing. Tell me what microdosing is.
Microdosing, a 2.5 milligram dose would be considered a microdose for all but like the newest newbies. You could go as low as like a milligram for microdosing or even 0.5 milligram. But basically the idea is that you take such a slight amount of CBD or THC that you don't even realize like you're having the effects. It's sort of very softly in the background, like behind, you know, your awareness, it's, if I were to take, you know, 2.5, if I were to take 5 milligrams of THC, that would be microdosing for me. I wouldn't feel high at all, but I would almost certainly notice that my body is more relaxed and my mood might be slightly, the slightest bit elevated, and just feeling like clear and functional and able to get things done. The idea with microdosing is that you're not supposed to feel it. If you feel it, you've done more than a microdose.
Which is obviously, I liked it, a mega dose, whatever that was.
Yes, twice, you did.
Twice, in fact, with two different products, two different doses, two different everything situations. I just, oh my gosh. Okay, so I want to talk about something interesting as we're talking about this and as it relates to sex and intimacy, and that is like consent.
I'm so glad you asked that. Yes.
So, you know, I mean, one of the things... Obviously, when I was tripping on my edible, I didn't have sex because I didn't want to have sex because I was like freaking the fuck out.
Right.
But you know, one of the things that we know as sex educators is that drugs of all kinds can dampen and impair consent, and certainly on college campuses, one of the most like important issues that people often don't talk about with consent is that everyone is drunk, like, and trying to give consent or trying to get consent. And that often interferes with the process, right?
Yes.
Cause there's drinking and people don't know their tolerance and you know, all this stuff. So how do you teach about this with consent, and how do you know that you're giving and getting consent when people are maybe a little fuzzy?
Well, that is such an important facet, and it's actually the thing that kept me like on the fence about going into sex and cannabis to begin with, and ultimately I sort of hacked it, and I was like, okay, yes, if you do this, this, and this, you can make sure that consent is there, because that is one of my biggest tenets as a sex educator is everything needs to be very consent aware, and that is negotiate before you medicate.
Got it.
So, to sort of unpack that a little bit, if you decide that you and a partner want to bring cannabis into the bedroom, you don't necessarily need to do that if you're using a non-psychoactive method, although I would encourage you to do it anyway, because I think it's a good habit to get into before you have sex with someone, is to have a conversation about, like, what does this mean for you? What's on the table? What are your safer sex needs? When's the last time you got tested? Like, all of those very relevant pieces of information. Mm-hmm. But if you're using anything that is psychoactive, so things that have THC in them, things that are going to potentially get you high, have the conversation first about what's on the table. How can I indicate to you that, like, maybe I'm ready to be done? Do we have a safe word? Is there some kind of a physical signal? Have those conversations and set those parameters so that once you're both feeling good, no one's like, oh God, like all of a sudden we've gone 5 steps beyond my comfort level. You know, also continuing to check in throughout the sexual experience. How is this going for you? Do you want to continue? Like, ensuring ongoing enthusiastic consent is very, very important. But to negotiate before you medicate is absolutely my golden rule for cannabis and sex.
Yeah, because also you could get into it and say, oh, I thought that was on the table, but now that I'm in it, no, that's not on the table. That's off the table, right?
Yes.
And is there, like, is it appropriate? It's really funny because, like, you know, when I, like, fuck someone in the ass for the first time, I often ask them about their experience level. Like, what have you had in your ass? What have you most recently had in your ass? What's the biggest thing you've ever had in your ass? Like, how many times have you even fucked in the ass? It just gauges for me, like, where they are, because people can say, like, I want to be fisted tonight. And then they're like, I've only had a small butt plug in my ass. And I'm like, okay, so there's a gap here.
Right.
Is it, like, okay to say to someone, if you have seen them using cannabis or if they've announced to you that they're high, like, what that means? Like, how high are you? How high do you feel? Are you a regular user, or is this something totally different that's, like, out of the blue for you? Is it okay to, like, say that etiquette-wise in case it's like, oh, well, I'm tripping on some edible that I've never done before? Because maybe then the answer is no for that particular time.
Yeah. Not only is it appropriate etiquette-wise, I would strongly encourage it. It's a really great conversation to have, to say, hey, And even before you medicate together, what is your experience? Have you done this before? What's your tolerance like? How long do you typically stay high? You know, like I said, I stay high for 20, 25 minutes.
Oh, right.
Whereas one of my lovers, if we smoke together, I'm not high after 20 minutes and he's high for the next 3 hours.
Right, right. That's me. I mean, we're not lovers, but I mean, that happens to me because I'm a lightweight and it lasts a really long time.
Okay. So you can have those conversations. You should absolutely have those conversations. It's a good idea. You know, it's just being a good human. And if you happen to say like, hey, if I happen to have a bad reaction, if I start to get paranoid, here are some things that I find are helpful, like troubleshoot in advance. The more legwork you do on the front end, the easier it is to just kind of coast once you're there.
And I think it's still someone can say, hey, this is what it looks like when I'm too high or when I'm like sort of out of my mind. But still, you need to check in. If you feel like someone has like left their body
and, yes.
can't, you know, and is like not 100% lucid about what they want or what they need, I think also as a partner, you have to judge that for yourself and say, okay, wait, maybe we're just going to stop altogether because I'm not sure where you're at.
Absolutely. And it's, for me, I very much go based on the experience level of my partner. If they are new or if they have low tolerance, I will tend to consume less so that I am like every bit as present as I possibly can be, so I can sort of shepherd them through the process and be able to be really paying attention and cognizant to like where they're at any given time. And I sort of like take that responsibility on as the more experienced user.
That's a good thing too. Okay. Okay, we're going to take another break, everyone. When we come back, I want to talk about do's and don'ts if you're thinking of combining cannabis and sex. And then we're going to debut a brand new segment from the Pleasure Chest, and it's really funny. It has nothing to do with cannabis, but it's still really funny. So stay with us, more with Ashley Manta when we get back.
Enjoy luxurious sex toy shopping from the comfort of home with the newly launched PleasureChest.com. This redesigned site brings the Pleasure Chest experience directly to you with specially curated pages for every fantasy and fetish, along with top toy picks from your favorite sex educators, myself included. Check out upcoming workshops and events, as well as their signature Pleasure Ed content, because sex never goes out of style. Don't forget to use the coupon code Tristan at checkout for a free gift with every purchase. B-Vibe is a premium collection of anal sex toys. Their products feature different sizes to accommodate users of all shapes, sizes, and experience levels. B-Vibe's high-end designs are couples-friendly, body-safe, and offer innovation aimed to create an exceptional user experience. You know I've got really high standards when it comes to anal toys, and I am in love with these. Plus, they stand behind each item with an easy-to-understand, hassle-free warranty. Dubbed as the Apple of anal, learn how B-Vibe and its premium anal plugs are engaging couples to discover the amazing pleasures of anal play. Visit bvibe.com and use coupon code Tristan to receive 20% off your purchase.
Are you LGBTQIA? Genderqueer or gender variant, a sex worker, an activist, a polyamorous person? Well, the open list features therapists, sexuality and relationship coaches, traditional and alternative healthcare providers, mediators, lawyers, and more who are poly aware, kink competent, sex positive, queer affirming, and anti-oppression. They work with clients with alternative sexualities and relationship structures, including open relationships, polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, swinging, BDSM, and kink. They serve the unique needs of folks who think and live outside the box. To search for a professional in your area, go to the open list at openingup.net. If you're a professional who'd like to be listed, use the coupon code OPENTRIAL for a free 1-year trial.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. We are talking about combining sex and cannabis with an expert, Ashley Manta, who's also a professional sex educator. And before the break, I teased this. I just want to know, like, give me some do's and don'ts, Ashley. Like, so say people are like, hey, right, we can combine these two things. So they've had sex and they've been high, but they haven't deliberately, like you said, consciously combined the two. Like, what are the basics they need to know?
Basics, some of the things we already talked about. Try it on your own first and masturbate before you combine it with a partner. Negotiate before you medicate. Have those conversations about consent and about what you're looking for. And get really clear on what it is that you want to experience and co-create together. Like, there are different products that will do different things. So if you're looking for like really energetic, lustful, frenzied, hot sex, you might not choose a product that's going to make you sleepy. So getting really clear on like what you're looking for and getting on the same page about that is very valuable. Also, the golden rule of edibles: start low, go slow. Because edibles can take a full 2 hours to kick in. So one of the most common newbie mistakes with edibles is I've taken a dose of edibles. It's been an hour. Nothing's happening. I take another dose because I'm impatient.
Yeah. No, I didn't do that, just so you know. I didn't make
I'm
that
so
mistake.
Glad to hear that.
Just the one tiny one-tenth dose still got me super high. Okay.
That is one of the most common mistakes I hear people making. And it always ends badly. Another important thing is to divorce the idea that using cannabis has to mean being high, because there are things like topicals and there's CBD and there are all of these non-psychoactive ways to enjoy the benefits of cannabis for anxiety and pain. You know, a lot of people will say, well, I can't be high, you know, if I want to have a quickie before work because I have to go to work, or I have kids, like I can't be high for 3 hours if I've got like little feet running in wanting my attention. So being willing to kind of think outside of the box and think beyond just like joints and bowls and find ways that you can make cannabis work for you for wherever you are in your life.
And besides Foria, which you mentioned at the top, are there other companies or products who specifically are marketing either a topical that involves the genitals or sexuality in some way, or strains that are aphrodisiac? Like, what are the names out there that we should look for?
Absolutely. There is one strain that is called Sex Pot. I believe there are two X's in it. And it was developed in San Francisco. And that is the strain that led to all the headlines about this strain was designed to make women orgasm. And unfortunately, that's journalists trying to get clicks. That's not really how it works. But it is a good strain. I've used it. It's great. It certainly does help facilitate pleasure because it's a high CBD strain. So it gives you a little bit of that THC euphoria, but mostly just kind of gets you into your body. So I'm a fan. If you can get a hold of Sex Pot in California, do that. There are other cannabis lube companies. There's one called Empower Body Oil. I believe they're in Oregon. There's another cannabis oil company or a company that makes cannabis oil in addition to their other products called Gemstones with a Z. I really like their stuff. There are quite a few out there. In fact, I believe Buck Angel just launched Buck Balm, which is a cannabinoid-infused genital rub.
Oh, you know, I didn't see that. Okay, I saw that on Instagram. And Buck Angel and Leon Mostovoy have created this company called Pride Cannabis, which is a cannabis company owned and run by two trans men. And that is super queer friendly and supports the queer community. I thought it was like just like a topical for pain. Okay, so it's for your genitals.
Absolutely.
Oh, and have you used it yet?
I have, and it is lovely. I believe I haven't seen the full ingredients list, but the way that it tingles a little bit. I suspect there are some essential oils in there. Mm-hmm. And it's just really lovely. It makes my bits feel yummy. Orgasms are fantastic because I find that I do orgasm differently when I'm using a cannabis topical on my vulva.
Okay, how so?
I find that it might take a little bit longer to get there. But when I actually get to the point of orgasm, rather than having like orgasm and then a kind of a quick decline, it ends up being like orgasm feeling, orgasm feeling, orgasm feeling, orgasm feeling, and then the decline. So it's like a multifaceted orgasm instead of just kind of a straight orgasm.
Okay. Who doesn't want that, people?
Also, my clit is a little bit of a one-trick pony. So, it allows me to experience more sensation without my clit kind of getting hypersensitive and being like, leave me alone.
Oh my God, my clit is also a one-trick pony. This is another conversation. Listen, we're out of time. But thank you so much. This is like so much information. I've literally been scribbling notes the entire time. I want to tell people how they can get you. As you know, Ashley is a sex educator, a writer, a coach. You can also hire her to give you a personalized one-on-one consultant like thing where you'll say, these are the things I want. These are the properties I want. These are the things I definitely don't want. And she can sort of take you by the hand and say, okay, this is what you should look for, which is really useful. And you can find out more at ashleymanta.com. Her Twitter and Instagram and Facebook is also Ashley Manta. Thanks so much, Ashley.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been a blast.
It's been really fun. And I've totally learned a lot.
I'm so happy.
So, you know, the Pleasure Chest has been supporting me for a long time and supporting this show. And we're going to start a new special segment. Every episode, we're going to have a tiny segment that's by the Pleasure Chest educators. And they have really co-created this. So they've come up with all sorts of different things. Sometimes it'll be a straight sex toy review. And by straight, I just mean straightforward. Sometimes it'll be a sex toy hack. Sometimes it'll be a funny story about what it's like to work on the floor of a sex toy store, which we all know there's lots of good stories. We're going to kick it off by something they call disappointingly real erotica. So let's take a listen.
The Pleasure Chest presents Disappointingly Realistic Erotica, Chapter 1, Sapphic Sundays. Pushing aside a stray lock of hair, I leaned in to murmur in my girlfriend's ear.
Do you like this, my naughty girl? Do you like to watch?
Turning toward me so that our lips almost touched, she replied.
I really don't. This is like the male gaziest.
Thank God. I hate it too.
Why are their nails so long?
Dude, why is anything about this?
Ugh, I can't even with straight porn.
Chapter 2. Beefcake and Chuck.
Bend over, baby. I'm gonna pound your ass so hard.
Could we not do that position? Today was leg day at the gym.
Okay. Then on your back.
Well, I get gassy when you fuck me like that.
Okay. Then suck it hard.
I had burritos for dinner and my acid reflux is acting up.
Hand job?
Chapter 3. Ladies' Night.
It was a quiet night at the girl cave, and the dance floor was empty. Priscilla leaned against the wall, nursing a cold beer, letting the condensation from the bottle collect and drip between her fingers, its wetness reminding her distantly of passionate nights spent with her last love.
Don't think about her,
Priscilla reminded herself. She caught the eye of a cute butch across the room.
Why not?
Thought Priscilla.
I'll let her buy me a drink. She'll ask me to dance. I'll let her take me home, and I'll forget all about that heartbreaker.
Across the room, the cute butch was thinking exactly the same thing. The dance floor stayed empty. For hours, every lesbian in the bar leaned against the wall, nursing a drink and sneaking furtive glances at each other. No one went home with anyone. The girl cave closed down a month later.
Chapter 4. Top and Bottom.
So, it's my first time.
I looked down, suddenly shy now that I'd said it out loud.
That's okay, man. I'll take care of you. So, your bottom?
Oh, yeah. I've been fantasizing about getting fucked for years.
By way of reply, the handsome stranger reached into his jeans and pulled out the most enormous cock I could possibly have imagined. I gasped. Thinking quickly, I said,
well, maybe I'm really a top.
This happens every time.
The end.
Thank you so much to the Pleasure Chest for that. That was so funny. I don't know if you're still there, Ashley. And you
I'm still here. That was ridiculously awesome. I remember when that series came out when I was still working there.
And my favorite part was the lesbian bar where everyone just stands around and everyone wants to make a move, but no one makes a move. And then the lesbian bar like goes out of business.
That's heartbreaking and also real.
Heartbreaking and totally real. Yes. So like I said, the Pleasure Chest is going to be doing these segments. Some of them are going to be funny. Some of them are going to be helpful. Some of them are going to be both. And I look forward to that. So thanks to, again, thepleasurechest.com. Hey, I want to tease you all with some upcoming things on the calendar. I'm not ready to announce publicly all the details of this, but what I do want to tell you is that in the first week of November, I'm going to be doing something. It's going to be super fun. It's going to involve sex at a clothing optional resort in Cancun, Mexico. That's all I'm saying. If you want to maybe just, you know, put a little tentative there on your Google calendar, I'm going to tell you about it next week. And in the meantime, I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, Matt, my engineer, and everyone at Voice America. Tune in next Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, when we will have another edition of the show. Until then, you can get me on Facebook.com/AskTristan. On Twitter, the show's Twitter is @SexOutLoudRadio, and my Twitter and Instagram is @TristanTaramino. I hope that you were enlightened by this show, because I certainly was. And I hope you take some time to talk about sex and cannabis out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.